Hi, I'm Brady Gaster, and I am one of the program managers here at Microsoft. And one of the things that I work on, or the main thing that I work on, is the Azure App Service tooling experience in Visual Studio. What I'm going to be talking about today is how you can iterate and experiment with the Azure App Service tools in VS for yourself, and how you can use App Service to build web, mobile, API apps, and pretty much anything you want. I'm also going to go over some of the new features that we've got as of the SDK 2.9. Which should be coming out while you're at build. So you'll be able to download that by the end of the week and party on it. And I'm going to show you one of the new features that we've got in the new 2.9 SDK. I'm pretty excited about it. So before we do that, what I want to do is I want to back up a little bit, because one of the things that I've been asked repeatedly is exactly what is App Service. People know the term websites. In 2015, we released this concept of App Service. But what I want to do is try to bring it together and sort of explain to you how we got from websites to App Service, and you know how we got to this point. So go ahead and moving right along. What exactly is Azure App Service? Well, it's my favorite part of Azure. I'd say about roughly 60% of people that are running their apps in Azure are actually using Azure App Service to do their web, mobile, API, and that kind of stuff. It's a pretty big number. If you think about all the customers in Azure, and 60% of them are actually on App Service, that's pretty good. It's a pretty clear indicator that App Service is a nice way for you to get started in Azure. And if you're an ASP.NET developer like myself, it's super easy, because we have all these great one-click publish features right from within VS that I'm going to show you today. All right. A long time ago, in a cloud far, far away, over there in the other building, we had this thing that was pretty awesome, and it was called Azure Websites. So we dropped in Azure Websites to the all-up Azure Fabric. People loved it. They thought it was fantastic. But we had a lot of mobile developers who said, we'd really like to have something specific to mobile development, or for people that are building Windows 8 store apps, now Windows 10 store apps. Folks wanted the capability of easily connecting those store applications to Azure. So we added on to the website's brand, and we created this new thing in Azure called Azure Mobile Services. People began to use mobile services to build iOS apps, Android apps, Windows apps, so forth and so on. And for guys like myself who are primarily web developers, we would deploy our ASP.NET, Node, PHP, Python, what have you, apps up to Azure Websites. Well, that wasn't broken, so we figured that we should go ahead and fix it. So we changed the name of these things to web apps and mobile apps. And the idea behind that was, what we saw was people were actually creating these composite applications. You might have a web app that communicates with an API, and along with that API, you have a mobile app that also talks to it. Then you build a desktop app that talks to the API, you know, ad nauseum, et cetera, et cetera. So we changed the names of those guys to web and mobile apps. And then we extended it a little bit more. We added this thing called API apps, which is really near and dear to my heart, because I'm a big REST API fan. I love to use ASP.NET Web API, and API apps was a pretty good fit for me there. We extend API apps a little bit further, and we added workflow to it and different capabilities for you to dial into third-party providers, and we called that Logic Apps. Started looking at this new image that we have of all these different, you know, type of apps that we could build, and we thought, you know, there's really kind of a tie-in. These guys are all kind of a part of one big thing, and that's where we came up with this concept of Azure App Service. We got rid of all those individual monikers, and we just created this one big thing called App Service. And if you look in the portal today, one thing that you'll see is, whereas when we released the API apps preview, we added things like Swagger metadata or the API definition. We added things like CORS support directly from within the portal. You don't have to do CORS in your Web API code anymore, or in your Node code. You can actually do this directly from the portal, and the portal will control which URLs have access to your REST API apps. So that was goodness. The nice thing about it is that we took all those awesome features of API apps and mobile apps, and we raised those up, and now they're just a part of the larger up App Service all up. So whether you're building your web, mobile, API, or Logic apps, you have capability to do all these things. And then we have this other thing out there called Web Jobs. So if you're interested in running background processes, you can actually do things with Web Jobs. Those are like XEs that run on your server side. They process queues, run on a schedule, that kind of thing. And of course, we have tooling for that in VS as well. Now, What we did was we wanted to make the experience that you, the developer, partying on our tools for app service, if you're building web, mobile, or API apps, we really wanted you to fall into a pit of success. We wanted the UI and the entire experience from provisioning to publishing to really be easy. The idea behind it was if you're a developer and you are working in Visual Studio, we just want to push you into the pit of success and make sure that it's really easy for you to get up and running with Azure App Service. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and stop talking with the deck, and I'm going to go ahead and move into Visual Studio and show you kind of how we can do some awesomeness. Before I do, I want to show you that this is the Azure portal, and if you're interested in learning more about Azure App Service, you can click on the documentation link up here. Then you can go and you can look at the All Up App Service documentation. If you're interested simply in the web, mobile, API, or logic apps area, you could actually drill into one of those specific areas and learn a little bit more about that technology. And then most importantly, if you're a Visual Studio developer and you don't know where to get the SDK, you can actually go up here to resources, click on the downloads link, and that will show you a list of all the different downloads that we offer to our Azure developers. And you can see that we have SDKs for .NET, we have SDKs for Java, Node, PHP, Python, the works, and we have more coming every day. So I do want to point out that we're not just limited to, you know, Visual Studio technology or VS Code technology. You can do pretty much anything on App Service that you see on this page right here, and then some. You can deploy your Java APIs and all that goodness. So with that said, I'm going to close this down. I want to flip back over here to my portal, and you'll see that I have a couple of different resource groups and stuff created. Now, what I'm going to show you today is the main feature that we've added in the 2.9 release of our tools. You'll see that over here I have a brand new solution, and it's just called My App Service Hosted Application. The idea behind this is I have a REST API, I have a website that's going to interrogate that REST API and show stuff to the user in HTML format. I also have a mobile app that might run on my phone or my mobile device that's going to communicate back and forth with that REST API as well. And then I'm going to have some background processing that's going to run, so I've got a web job. So you can see that I have all these different components of my overall app service hosted application, all as individual projects right here in this one Visual Studio solution. Now, before the SDK 2.9 release, what you'd have to do if you wanted to deploy these guys or to create an app service is you would right-click on one of these individual projects, you would go to Publish, you would select Azure App Service right here, and this is the thing that we would show you that you could actually select from one of your existing app services if you want. If you want, you could do a search. If, like me, you have quite a few projects up in Azure, you might want to be able to search for stuff and find your things more easily. You can do a search here for API. And then if you want to group these things by resource type instead of by resource group, you can actually change your view and your filter will stay, and then you can clear your filter out. You can see here are all my API apps, and then here are all my web apps. We're going to get to this ASP.NET Core one here in a moment. For now, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to click on the New button. Now, what you'll see that pops up next is we have a two-tab dialog that you'll see. The first tab is hosting. So this is specifically what you're going to call your app service that's running up in Azure, and then what type of app service it is. You'll see that I've got API pre-selected, and the reason for that is we actually look at your NuGets and your project, and we look to see if you've got Swashbuckle installed. That's the Swashbuckle NuGet that enables Swagger metadata generation directly off of Web API controllers. If you don't have the MVC package or the WebForm stuff, we sort of assume this is probably a REST API. So we go ahead and we default your app type to API. If you have MVC or you have WebForms, if you know aren't just a Web API, we'll default you to Web. And then if we see that you have the mobile NuGets in your project, we'll default you to mobile. So I do want to point out that we're dynamically figuring out where to send you and which type of app you're going to be. Of course, if you wanted to change that, you could. At one time, we had some developers who were saying, well, a lot of the things that you're doing in API apps, I could do manually for myself inside of web apps. I could install the Swashbuckle package myself, I could write my own Swagger, and I could publish it up to web apps. We heard that messaging and we heard the feedback from customers, and we took the features, like I said earlier, of cores and the API definition, and we escalated that so that now any app service can run it. We also took some of the awesome features that folks loved about mobile services and mobile apps, such as the various identity providers, Facebook, Twitter, AAD, and so on. And now you can actually use those in any app service as well. So they're not isolated just to mobile services or mobile apps anymore. Now they're across the board for anything that you see in app service. So that's goodness. So I'm gonna go ahead and leave this guy as API app, and I'm just gonna call this my build demo API app. And I'm gonna go ahead and create a brand new resource group. And what I'll do is I'll just select this text right here, and I'll say I want a new build demo. And I'm also gonna wanna have a brand new app service plan. The app service plan is sort of the server rack where all of your code runs. So I'm gonna go ahead and select West US since we are in the Redmond area right now. And you'll also see that we have a size thing on here. And this is something that we heard from a lot of customers early on. Prior to the 2.81 SDK release, the only app service plans that we would ever create for you were free. And what we heard from customers was, that's great and all, it's great that you start me with free, but then I have to go to the portal and I have to upgrade before I get some of the things like remote profiling from within the Cloud Explorer, which is only available in standard or higher instances. We heard that feedback, and we've gone ahead and we've added size here. So if you want to, you can actually select a basic, a standard, or a premium SKU. In this case, I'm going to go ahead and select a standard SKU, and I'm going to click OK. Now, the next thing that I want to point out is that we have this tab over here labeled Services. Now, in the again, prior to the 2.8.1 release, one of the things that we would give you the ability to do during publish was to not only create your website or your web app, but we gave you the ability to create a SQL database. Well, some of the partner teams in Azure, they came to us and they said, you know, we'd really like for you to give us the ability to light up, you know, DocDB or Redis Cache or some of the other guys that, you know, some of the other services that, you know, our customers might want to use in addition to their app service. So what we did was we redid our dialogue here, and this is actually an extensible series of windows. So we actually have partners that will, you know, write their own extensions. And if, let's say you're doing Redis, for instance, when we actually ship the Redis Cache extension, what we're gonna do is we're gonna publish that extension up to the extensions gallery. You would install the Redis extension if, in fact, you wanna provision Redis caches directly from within VS. And if for whatever reason we update the Redis API, and as a result of that API change, we have to update the tooling, the nice thing is we would just be able to publish that extension back to the extensions gallery, and you could just get the extension without having to wait for an entire VS ship train. So that's goodness as well. We don't currently have a lot of providers in here, but one of the features that we're adding in the 2.9 SDK, I'm really excited to say, if I go over here and I click on all, you'll see that we actually give you the ability to create a secondary app service. So on that first pane, you saw that what I was gonna do is create an app service that's gonna be an API app, but I'm also creating a web and a mobile app that are gonna communicate back with that API. And I want to have some sort of an app service container for my individual web job, which is going to run, you know, in the background. So what I can do here is I can click on this add sign, and prior to the 2.9 SDK, you would have to right click, publish, create, and then do your publish flow. What we're doing now is we're giving you the ability so that you can pre-provision all those app services that you're going to need to publish your stuff into all in one fell swoop. So I'll click add right here, and I'm going to go ahead and change the type to web app. And we'll call this my build demo web app right here. I'm gonna leave it as the same app service plan because I have one app service plan in my new resource group, and I can host my API, web, and mobile apps all from that one app service plan. So I'm just gonna leave that selected because that's the one that I just created earlier. Go ahead and do this. You'll see that now I've got my app service plan, my web app right here. I don't need a database for this app, so I'm not gonna do that. But I'm gonna do this one more time, and this time I'm actually gonna select my mobile app, and we'll call this my build demo mobile app. And I'll click OK, and then I'll do it one last time, and I'll call this guy my build demo web job container, because I might have more than one web job later on. And I'm gonna go ahead and select this change type right here, and I'll go ahead and make that one a web app. So there we go. If for whatever reason I had actually made a mistake in one of these, I could click on this configure button right here and I could actually change this over to a mobile app if I'd in fact done it the wrong way. But I did it the right way, so that's good. So I'll click on cancel right here. Now when I click create, what's gonna happen is we're gonna start making calls out to the Azure Resource Manager API in Azure, and we're gonna start creating things like my resource group, and then I'm gonna create the app service plan that I wanna put everything into, and then I'll actually go ahead and start creating every single app service that I've got in this list. But let's argue just for one moment, because I love to argue, I might want to replicate this topology in a staging environment. Maybe this is my production environment, and I know that I'm going to have a dev environment as well, maybe in a different resource group, or I'm going to have a staging environment and that kind of thing. Now, you have to trust me, it'll work, I promise. But if you click create, we're going to go out and we're going to do all that stuff, but I don't want to do that right now, because what I want to do is I want to show you my favorite feature in here, this new export button. So I'm going to click on export, and it's going to ask me where I want to save everything to. And I'm just going to put this directly onto my desktop, and I'll call this my build demo app service. And you'll see that the file extension is going to be JSON. I'll go ahead and click save right here. That's actually saved it out. Now that I've saved that, I'm going to go ahead and click create, and that's going to go out and start deploying everything, or not deploying everything. It's just going to start creating everything and provisioning all my resources in Azure. But since I just dumped out my ARM template, my Azure Resource Manager template, what I want to do is I want to go to my desktop and show you that I've got this myAppService.json and myAppService.env.json. We'll pretend that that's my production environment for the time being. What I'm going to do right now is open up another instance of Visual Studio, and I'm going to create what's called an Azure Resource Group project. The idea behind the Resource Group project is I can actually edit all of my ARM JSON, and I could create multiple resource groups and basically change the parameters files that I've got in my template, and that would actually be able to create brand new instances of that entire topology, maybe in another resource group or maybe in a different subscription. So what I'll do now is I'll go ahead and do a new project. And you'll see here that my build demo resource group has already been created. So I want to go over here to cloud, and then I'm going to select the Azure Resource Group project, and I'll just leave it with the default name. I'll click OK, and what I'm going to do is actually create a blank template, because I've already got my ARM JSON files exported. This will actually go through the process of just creating a pretty basic project. It throws down a PowerShell script that I'm going to run whenever I actually want to do my provisioning, and it throws down a couple of templates. Obviously, I don't need those templates because I've already generated them using the other side of the toolchain. So I'm going to right-click these two files and go ahead and delete them. And then what I'll do is directly from my Explorer, I can select these two JSON files, and I can drag these guys right into here. They'll be dropped into my templates, and now if I wanted to customize this or I had other resources that I wanted to add, I could actually open up my ARM template right here, and you could see that if I wanted to, I could click through all my resources, and you could actually see this is the JSON that we just generated. If I wanted to, I could go into this parameters file, change the name of these parameters, and then I could go into this file if I wanted to do a different subscription. We actually hard code your subscription. I could put that right here. And what I could do is I could basically replicate this in a different resource group or a different Azure subscription. We give you this so that you can get started easily. In a later release, one of the things that we want to do is parameterize this entire file so that you have to do very little manual editing on your own. So that'll be good whenever we can get to that point. I don't have any updates on when that ETA will be, but I can tell you it will not be in SDK 2.9. It'll be a little bit later than that. But we're getting there, I promise. The nice thing about that particular toolchain experience is that you can use the app service tools to create everything you're going to need, and then you can dump your JSON template. You could bring it into the ARM editor directly in VS. You could customize it, do whatever you want. You could create multiple topologies and, you know, go crazy. At this point, what's happened is I've actually gone out and I've provisioned all those individual app services, and it's downloaded the published profile for the first one. I'm going to go ahead and close this guy because you can see that what I created earlier was the API app. Now if I right-click on my mobile app and I select publish, I can again go to Azure App Service right here. I can expand my build demo guy right here, and I could select my build demo mobile app. Now that's going to download my published profile and just put it into my mobile project. I can close this guy, save everything. I can do the same thing for my web app. I could go here, select this guy, and I could just type in web right there, and there is my build demo web app. I'm good to go. I could click OK. Again, that'll download my published profile and ready me for being able to publish that guy. And then the final thing that I could do is say, that's not the right publish gesture. I want you to edit that out. I could right-click my web job app, and I could select, you may do that slower. I could right-click my web job project, and I would select publish as Azure web job. I select Azure App Service right here, and then I do a quick search for web job, and you'll see there is my web job container project. I could click OK. Again, that will download the fourth publish profile that I need to publish everything up. And now I can individually go through and publish these guys whenever I want to, just publish one file. As you know from previous shows in which I've done demos like this, we're only going to publish the Delta. The nice thing is we give you the ability to get started easily with the multiple app services that you're going to need for everything to talk to everything else in your app service environment, and then you can just publish as needed. So that's good. Cool. Now, the next thing that I want to show you real quickly is if I open up a brand new browser and I were to go to our team blog, which is going to be blogs.msdn.microsoft.com/webdev. I have a blog post that I posted the week before build, and it's this guy right here, remote debug your ASP.NET core apps on Azure App Service. Now, one thing that I want to point out, I want to open up a different project here. Look at my recent projects, and I have a pretty basic ASP.NET Core project that I'm going to open up right here. You know, as you know, ASP.NET Core is the next version of the ASP.NET framework that we're going to be releasing not soon enough. We're all really excited about it. We can't wait to get your hands on it so you can start using our brand new framework. What I'm going to do is I'm going to show you that I have this very basic ASP.NET Core project. It's really just an MVC app. Again, the reason I want to show you this link is if you missed something, down at the very bottom, I've actually got a video that you can look at that will actually walk you through what I'm getting ready to show you right now. Pretty meta. I'm going to show you a video while we're doing a video showing you what I'm about to show you. Anyway, point is that in the past, if you're an ASP.NET Core developer, if you're over here in the Cloud Explorer, you note that we have this awesome feature called Attach Debugger. We actually give you the ability to attach a remote debugger and step through your code live in Azure App Service. The deal is, however, when we actually attach to that process, we're attaching to the w3wp.exe process up on the server, and core apps don't run in that process. They run in a different process. As of the core RC1 release, they actually run in a process called dnx.exe. We may change that in the RC2 release. It's going to be called .net.exe, I believe. But at this point, it's still going to be, you know, dnx.exe. We're going to update that blog post and put another one out whenever we get there. But today, you can debug your ASP.NET Core apps in Azure. To demonstrate this, I'm going to go ahead and click the Attach Debugger guy, and that's going to reach up to my basic ASP.NET Core project running in Azure App Service. It's going to attach the debugger, and just like always, that debugger process is going to attach itself to w3wp.exe. Once that happens, it's going to launch a browser window, and it's going to go directly to the site that I'm debugging. The idea behind that is, you know, you might want to hit the site to spin it up so that once it's spun up, you can, you know, actually start stepping through your code. I haven't hit this site in a few minutes, so the site may have actually spun down. So it might take just a second for this debugger to actually attach up to it. And in the future, if you try this feature out, if you try out the attach remote debug, and it does this, or for whatever reason it does this and then it fails to attach, and that could be because either A, your site has spun down and it's no longer running, or B, the W3WP process might have turned off or might be recycling. 95% of the time, if you go through and you do that gesture one second time, you do the attach debug one more time, it'll attach on that second try because your site spun up and everything is there that we need to attach to. But if you think about it, it kind of makes sense. The debugger can't attach to a process that isn't running. So if your website is shut down, nothing to attach to. Makes sense, you'll want to do it a second time. Now, what you'll see is that even though I have a breakpoint set on my index view right here, or my index action, and I've already hit the site, I'm not actually debugging. So that's kind of sad. Like Brady told me it would work, it's not working, I don't know what to do. How do I fix this problem? Well, the nice thing is, since I'm already attached to that debugger, since I'm already up on that server, what I can do up here is I can go to the debug menu and do this attach to process, wonderful feature that's been in VS for years. And what's going to happen is the window is going to pop open. You'll see that I'm currently looking at my own computer right here, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to select the site that I've attached to in the past. I'm going to go ahead and double click or single click on dnx.exe. Click on the attach button. Again, this is all in the video that's on the blog, so if you miss it now, you can go and you can take a peek at the blog. It's the stuff we put out just last week before build, so it's still going to be fresh and at the top of the list. You'll see that what's going to happen is now I'm going to attach to that DNXXE process, download all the different things that process is going to need, all the symbols and whatnot. And once I've downloaded all the symbols and I'm connected up to that process, these dialogues are going to go away, and you'll see that my debugging icon will turn from yellow to red, indicative that we have indeed attached to the DNX.exe process running up on the server. Again, this first attach can take a second or two because, you know, you're actually loading in all those symbols directly from DNX.exe. We're going up there and we're attaching now. Hope you guys are enjoying the conference so far. There we go. So we've loaded all the symbols. You'll see that what will happen right away is that the icon is going to change, and it will show us that we are in fact attached up to the process. There we go. Now we are attached, and if I flip back over to my browser and I go up here and I click on the refresh button, what you should see once that request hits the server is that we are attached to DNX.exe, and since we are, that breakpoint should light up, maybe. Did I attach to the right one? Is it going? Will it work? There we go. So we're attached to the process. There we go. We've actually attached, and I can actually just hit F5 and step through the rest of that executing code. And if you want to see it again, it won't take that long the second time. I'll hit refresh, and then there we go, right into the debugger. And we are now debugging our ASP.NET core apps, core app directly up on app service using our fancy Visual Studio debugger. So that's pretty fantastic. Again, I am Brady Gaster, and I'm coming to you from Redmond, from the lovely Channel 9 offices, and I have totally enjoyed this. I wish I was there with you guys. One thing I do want to point out, if you see my lovely shirt here, this is our Azure Tools t-shirt, and if you go onto the floor at Build, where all the vendors and booths and whatnot are, we have a booth on the floor that's the Azure Developer Tools booth. If you go over to that booth, and we have some t-shirts left, go ahead and grab one. Don't take all the stickers because they haven't given me any yet, and you guys know how much I love stickers. So go over there and get yourself a t-shirt and a sticker, and please enjoy Build, be safe, and learn a lot, and have a lot of fun. Thanks a lot. Take care.